We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome in to the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Listen, DraftKings is the destination for all your betting needs. Now, when you use promo code DNVR, new customers can make any $5 NFL bet this week and get $150 in free bets if your team wins. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Welcome in. Happy Black Friday. I am Susie Hunter. I am in Charlotte this week because that is where some of my family lives, my sister and her husband. I'm so excited. They finally had their baby. They had him, I've been telling people, 12 hours before Sagittarius season started. So actually right after that USA Wales game, he arrived. So, you know, there it is. But we got some pictures. Look at him. He is such a little chunk. He's already got the Thanksgiving gear. He's a little turkey. He is so cute. His name is Bradley Hayes Friesman. If you listen closely, I'm at their house right now, so you might hear him crying. But other than that, he is just such a great little baby. Here I am holding him. He loves his aunt. He loves all of his aunts. He is just the cutest little thing. Cutest little thing. We got the Polaroids too. Yeah, I love him to death. He's like strong already. He makes a lot of movements. It's kind of crazy. We love him so much. I'm so happy he's here. He doesn't have any Rockies gear yet, but he's getting a DNVR onesie at some point, definitely by Christmas. And he's got a little World Series ball that my dad and I got for him, like from the game that we were at when my sister was pregnant with him. So yeah, there he is, right in time for Thanksgiving. So yeah, Thanksgiving was great. We had such a fun time. We need to rate my plate. I want Yahir to rate my plate because, listen, here it is. Stuffing, mac and cheese, green bean casserole, one of my favorites. My plates always get roasted when I ask people to rate them because there's like barely any turkey. Barely. Because I don't like eating turkey because they're just too majestic. And also like turkey's kind of overrated.
I respect it. Turkey's kind of dry, even if you make it moist. Turkey's really just a carrier for the gravy. And if you're not a big gravy person, I can see why you go low turkey.
Yeah. But you know what? So many other foods are receptacles for gravy. Mashed potatoes, stuffing. Those are just as good.
The thing with mashed potatoes is that they get embedded. The gravy gets embedded with the mashed potatoes and you really don't taste the mashed potatoes or gravy at a certain point. But when you taste the turkey taste gets masked by the mashed by the gravy, which makes it taste even better. You know? So I can see why.
Interesting.
Is that mac and cheese in the middle, right between the green peas and the stuffing?
Yes, it is. Baked mac and cheese with that breadcrumb stuff on there.
That easily makes it an 8.
Yeah.
I would like to see a little bit more mac and cheese. I personally would take out the salad, but
I don't even think I ate it. I didn't even eat the salad. Like, I just put it on there as like, you know, oh, I intended to eat a vegetable. I didn't eat any of that salad.
And you have, what is that? Spinach and green bean or green bean?
Green bean casserole is over there.
That's enough veggies for Thanksgiving.
I love green bean casserole. Yeah, here. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving, as you can tell by me not being on camera, that I might have went a little too hard.
You went too hard?
Maybe with the amount of places I had to go to the in-laws. Then I come from a split family, so I had to go to my dad's, then my mom's, and every location had different food, which was great.
That's awesome, but also, like, you must have been, like, rolling out of there.
I was. It was only like 2 hours for each location. I'm like, I don't got time to be running around today.
Oh my gosh. And like everyone's annoyed with you for not spending enough time with them?
Actually, everybody was really understanding. So I didn't have to deal with that. But I did go home later than I wanted to, unfortunately. Which I wanted to be home by 10 because the U.S. played today. So I was very disappointed I was home at midnight.
Oh my God. Wait, so, you know, before we get into talking about baseball, you know, we do have Rocky's Hot Stove Chat to get into, but I want to hear about the bar today because I'm so mad that I'm out of town for the World Cup because it sounded incredible there. I saw the pictures, I saw video, the vibes seemed immaculate.
It was, I think, the most packed I've ever seen the DNVR bar. We had to put a sign outside that we're at capacity. Sorry, people can't come in. We had a line of people after capacity waiting for people to come out and see if they could watch the game.
Oh, my gosh.
An incredible experience. U.S. did great. I thought a draw was a perfect result. But it was such a fun time at the DNVR bar.
See, that's why I get so frustrated with soccer, because it's like baseball. Like, they'll play until, like, everyone dies as long as, like, someone wins the game. But, like, soccer is ending in ties? I don't know. I don't know about that.
It's one thing that everybody really dislikes, but it's a thing that it's necessary for soccer for it to advance, because you can't keep playing because it's such a like back and forth game on such a long pitch that the quality of game is just going to immediately go down.
That's fair. No, baseball they'll run everyone on the field into the ground. They don't give a heck.
I mean, they had Albert Pujols pitching, so I believe that.
Oh my God, that was fun. What a great last season for Pujols. All right, we should talk about, this is some Thanksgiving related news. So MLB.com did the Rockies dirty, I think. So they came up with this list of something that every fan base should be thankful for. And the one they picked for the Rockies was a totally hypothetical situation. So, like, you know, they went through, said something nice about every team. The nicest thing they could say about the Rockies is that Coors is going to be a beautiful place to watch Chris Bryant hit 40 homers. So that is like all, that is the only nice thing they had to say about the Rockies.
I'm even surprised that they put Chris Bryant for 40 homers. I would have thought it's going to be a beautiful place to see Chris Bryant not be able to play for next year.
That is what, you know, that's what we saw this past season. Also, 40 homers at Coors Field, that's a lot. We haven't even seen him hit one. But that write-up added, incredibly, Bryant did not hit a single homer at Coors Field during his injury-shortened 2022 campaign, but they will come in bunches soon. Okay, so this is what MLB.com had to offer the Rockies fan base. I took it personally. So for like other teams, like for the Phillies, it was like, be thankful for going to the World Series. For the Mariners, it was, they made the playoffs. For the Nats, the actual worst team in baseball, the Padres trade package was super nice. I'm just like dying at this. For the Reds, it was Joey Votto is a treasure. That's like all they could say about the Reds organization. The A's actually also kind of had like a hypothetical response to this prompt. The Athletics. There are some pieces that might be part of the next good A's team. Actually, now that I'm reading this, that is kind of like a roast. Like, there are some pieces that might make you a good A's team, but like maybe not. That's pretty brutal. That's pretty brutal. The Rangers is kind of like that too. The Rangers is Rangers. There's more good stuff on staking. One might have argued that signing Corey Seager and Marcus Semien was a little ambitious last year, but there are far more worse things that you can say about your team than they're ambitious. That's a good point. But yeah, Rockies, I feel like, absolutely got one of the worst ones. Absolutely roasted. It's pretty brutal. We're going to get into some more hot stove news and updates in just a second. But first, listen, we got to tell you all about being a diehard fam. It's lit. Watch parties nearly every day of the week at the DNVR bar on the corner of Colfax and York. You can check the events page at thednvr.com. And you know, we've got so many soccer watch parties. It's a lot of fun right now, as you've heard. And if you're not a diehard already, you're missing out. You get price breaks on the Broncos tailgates and the Nuggets party bus. You get a free shirt every year with your annual membership. You get extra raffle tickets. You get access to our diehards only Discord where you can chat with everyone in the DNVR community and you don't have to worry about jerks or politics. You can just talk about the sports you want to talk about. And if you're not a diehard, don't fret. It's 50 cents for your first month at thednvr.com. Plus, we've got amazing Black Friday right now where you're going to get an extra discount on some already really good deals. Up to 90% off on these shirts. And also, I will shout out myself and Marissa Saez, who we made some really, really fun videos of me getting hit in the face with shirts. It was a good time. We had a good time. And if you want to have a good time, Game Time is the hottest ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, shows, and more. So if you've ever dreamed of sitting in a seat you never thought you could afford, like the 50-yard line, courtside, behind home plate, floor seats at a concert, it's all possible with the Game Time app. You'll find the biggest last-minute price drops. They'll be found on the seats you thought you could never buy. So if you want to attend a Rockies game, you know, plan ahead now. But if you wait close to first pitch, you can save up to 60% off when you wait closer to first pitch with Game Time. So the bottom line, if you love DNVR, you're going to love Game Time. And the best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description. Join more than 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best seats to all of your favorite events. Sometimes the best seat is in your own house, especially if you have Ivaca TV. Ivaca is the new GOAT in Colorado sports. That means the greatest of all TV. Ivaca TV delivers amped up sports coverage for Colorado fans. You're going to get altitude. You're going to get AT&T Sportsnet, those regional channels that you don't get with a lot of other providers. You're going to get that with Ivaca TV. So you're going to get the most regional content for the lowest price for sports in Colorado. So Avs, Nuggets, DU, CSU, UNC, MSU, and exclusive DNVR content too. So did you know? You probably know by now. The DNVR Nuggets crew went to Serbia to learn more about the history and the culture of the country that delivered the city of Denver a two-time MVP. So we've been blown away by the support this past month from fans and from Ivaca TV. So that started off as an Ivaca exclusive. Now it's on YouTube. So check it out. But really, it's a masterpiece. And it would not have been possible without our friends at Ivaca. So fun. So fun. All right. We got to talk about Cody Bellinger, the man of the thumbnail. So some new rumblings in the trade rumor mill. So Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post reported that the Rockies are interested in Bellinger, but only for a one-year deal. But apparently That is what Bellinger would want, according to his agent, Scott Boras. So this all went down in his mailbag, his most recent mailbag. So Saunders said, quote, sources tell me that the Rockies are indeed interested in Bellinger, but only for a one-year deal that puts them in the running because all signs point to the outfielder looking for a one-year bounce-back contract to set him up for a bigger deal down the road. That's what his agent, Scott Boras, told The Athletic, end quote. So, you know, this is not the first time that Patrick Saunders' Denver Post mailbag has gotten a ton of attention. But I don't know if you remember the Brandon Nimmo rumor that came from people not actually reading the story and only reading the headline. That one got a little out of control. This one seems, you know, a little more meaty. But yeah, the Rockies are part of a handful of teams who are eyeing up Bellinger. So the Giants, Blue Jays, Cubs are all apparently interested. So we'll see. We've got some more hot stove news to get into. But first, we're going to talk about a viral sensation. So friend of the show, Sam Levitt, he is a broadcaster for the Padres. He has been documenting his whole broadcasting, I mean, not career, but like, you know, he's just been sharing his experiences in broadcasting on TikTok. And, you know, he's got a really good following. He's gone viral a few times, but now, so, you know, those pieces of audio where it's like you hear someone's voice and then it's a bunch of music. But so one of his, a piece of his audio, his voice is going viral, and I would play it on this show, but I think YouTube would flag it for copyright just because of the music that is on it too. But he's going viral, so we talked to him about it. And yeah, here, are we ready to roll this? If so, yeah. All right, joining the pod now is Sammy Levitt, the voice of Padres pre and post game, and also low-key an internet celebrity. We'll get into that in a second. But Sam, how are you doing? Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
I have not done any shopping. I had a very nice Thanksgiving. Family was out here in San Diego, so it was a good time. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody, all the DNVR Rockies podcast viewers and listeners. Susie, happy Thanksgiving to you. As always, an honor to be here.
And it's Sagittarius season too. My goal is to only have Sagittarius guests on the show during the season. Your birthday is December 17th.
Yes. So I am firmly in the Sagittarius category. I know this, I don't know much about being a Sagittarius. I know this is something you focus on quite a bit. So, but I'm proud to be part of the Sagittarius community.
You are a textbook Sag because, first of all, you talk for a living. And also, you have been putting yourself out there on TikTok. You've been doing this for a while where you've been sharing your broadcast experiences on TikTok. And right now, you are going viral. A piece of something that you did is now being used by all the aesthetic girlies. But how did you even start sharing all of your broadcast experiences on TikTok? What made you begin?
Yeah. You know, there's not really a there's not a grand plan or great story behind it. I mean, it really started during last baseball season, or even a little bit before that. I would say like January, February of 2021, when I started posting broadcast stuff, and I would just post things that I thought were interesting, different things about broadcasting, different processes. You know, throughout it really took off during baseball season of last year, where you know, I would kind of take people inside my day to day and my job and baseball, and there's a lot of different sports related content in there as well. I think what's been interesting, it's not really like one type of video or one type of thing that's really been successful, I guess, quote unquote. It's been a really cool experience, but there was no grand plan to it. Like, I've got asked that a few times of, if there was kind of a plan, and there really wasn't. And I just kept on posting, which is, I think, a big part of it. So, it's been really fun and interesting, and I've really enjoyed kind of, what's been an interesting twist to my career and I guess my online existence. This most recent, viral trend, it's actually the second time that something like it, well, because I did a very, very similar video last year, and it took off on TikTok. I would say already, and the year's not over yet, we're not even in December, but I would say already the sound or the phrase, because the thing is, like, it's not always my sound, like this 2022 season thing. People take my voice and then put it on different audio. So there's all these different audios that have it. I would say it's at a level beyond where it was last year already, from what I kind of feel. But I guess people have fun with it and enjoy it. I mean, it is funny because last year, you know, it wasn't like last year. Something that's happening this year that's not that didn't happen last year was people like you and others who keep sending me videos from Instagram with my voice on it, and that did not happen last year. So that's why I say it's taken on a new element this year. But this trend really started last year because I did a very similar video at the end of last baseball season, then kind of did it again this year. So
yeah, let's talk about that video, because I feel like it was a very sentimental video. It's very simple, you know, just saying farewell to the 2022 baseball season, which is such a bittersweet moment for us, because it's like, oh, we're so in it for, you know, so many games, and you don't really get to breathe until like the moment baseball season is over. And then you just miss it from then on. So
yeah.
I loved the video itself, and it's so sentimental. And now other people are using it for some sentimental posts.
Yeah. I mean, the original video from last year when I was in Amarillo. So I did basically the same video instead. This time I was at Petco Park. But last year, you know, not to get like too into the process of why I posted this, very, very, very not, it's not that complicated of a TikTok. But last year when I was on TikTok a lot and I was doing all this stuff, I had this idea to make a video kind of at the end of the season. So it has me kind of acting into, you know, acting like the end of a broadcast. And then I walked out, and this was in Amarillo, and I kind of like, gaze out onto the field. And the thing about the one in Amarillo last year was I got them to like shut the lights off a few times when I snapped. So it looked like I was snapping and shutting the lights off.
Oh my God.
If you go back and watch that video now. We did it at a very different time of day in San Diego. It was still light out, so I couldn't do that. Also, I don't think I would have been able to coordinate that. The minor leagues are a little bit different.
It's a little different. Yeah.
Yeah. I could kind of get them to help me with whatever in that sense. And the lights go on and off really quickly. It's not like the old school light, so it's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, okay, well, let's do it again this year, because that video did really well last year. So I did it again. And yeah, it's just same kind of thing, same kind of goodbye to baseball concept, if you will. And I'm happy that people like it. And I don't really have a problem that they take my voice and put it on different kinds of audio. What's funny is that, and I've made some TikToks about this, what's funny is that I think, and this is in general with sounds and voices, I think on the internet, I think a lot of times things go viral, people use them, and people don't actually know where they come from. Like that happens a lot. So I've made some videos where, and this was last year too, where like it kind of says, oh, this was the original video. Like, and then people really don't know. They're like, oh my goodness, you're the voice.
Which, that's you. I've heard your voice on a lot of TikToks and a lot of Instagram reels.
Yeah. So it does make sense, like in the sense of if you're Susie and you're scrolling on Instagram and you keep hearing the same sound, it is kind of weird that people could hear that over and over and not know where it comes from, or not know it's from me. Not that it really matters. I mean, I don't need people to necessarily know, although I do make videos about it, so I guess I do care somewhat. But it's fun. It's good stuff. And I like that my voice is used for like kind of like a sentimental good purpose, like sharing nice memories from the year or whatever. So that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to make a TikTok using that audio that samples your voice? I think I will.
Well, you should.
I'll tag you.
I don't know if I will. I mean, I made the original video, like the video already I don't think so.
No, you're not going to, like, you know, do a slide.
Well, I guess, yeah, your... yeah. No, I may. No, no, yeah. I may.
I think you should think about it.
Yeah, I may. That's an interesting idea. I may, but I'm gonna wait until a couple weeks into December. So, well, that's the other thing too. Is sometimes sometimes people are like, oh, well, why are people doing this now? We're not even in December yet, and it's like, it's because I created the it was the end of baseball season, and then the other funny part is people are like, oh, well, can you make one for 2023 and 24, like when I graduate high school? And it's like, well, no, the baseball season isn't over yet.
Gosh.
So it's kind of funny, but it's all good.
You are in demand. That's hysterical. Do you feel like this brand that you built online and this social media presence, has it helped you with your broadcasting career in terms of like visibility, in terms of, you know, getting like, you know, really good jobs? You have a great job right now. Did your TikTok play into that when they were hiring you?
You know, I think all of it helps. For my particular job with the Padres, look, I don't think it hurt. I think it proved that I can do some different things and create content and have a creative mind, which is all stuff I did this past season and I'll continue to do throughout the off season and into next baseball season. Mm-hmm. But you know, I guess. The job I have in San Diego now, I think it was a nice element, although I think I was very much qualified without it in a baseball sense, like, you know, but it's been a really cool thing. And it's definitely, I think, opened some people's eyes and it's been a really nice twist and element to what I do. And I really enjoy it. Like, for the most part, I really enjoy making videos, and I really enjoy, like, especially when I get into more of the showing people this or that or more storytelling of it. Like, I really enjoy kind of crafting it in my head and making sure I get the right shots. And not that I'm like, some big time director. I mean, I'm using my iPhone, but it's funny because like I've thought about stuff I want to do this off season. I think I am going to get a little bit more, I don't know if creative's the right word, but just like more professional about it. Like, okay, let's, you know, I don't want to give away what I'm going to do, but,
I guess we'll see it when we see it.
I don't want to give away all the secrets, but it's been really cool. And I think, there are definitely people that have taken note of it, which is fun and cool. You know, I definitely think it was a really nice element in the process of getting hired here in San Diego. It definitely added something a little bit different, you know, and I think which is really important when you're, you know, interviewing and in a really competitive business like we are. So it's been a really cool twist, and I think has only been good for my career. And you know, there's, you know, this is kind of a different twist of what I do in my career, but like, you know, there's also a very, very traditional side of what I do as far as radio and broadcasting and play-by-play and TV and digital stuff. So it's been a good mix of things, I think.
Yeah, you do the old media, you do the new media, and we love all of it.
yes like, oh, this is new media.
Oh, I'm all new media. It's crazy.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, but you've done more quote unquote traditional media, your days in Hartford.
Yeah. You know what? But when I was doing traditional media, I feel like when I stepped into doing, you know, some TikTok, some Instagram reels, I had a lot of pushback. So I feel like, I mean, every workplace is so different, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff is celebrated where I am now, but you seem like you're in a place where they appreciate you've got one foot in new media, one foot in old media.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think, you know, I think, and I, maybe this is a larger conversation than for, you know, just a thought on the DNVR Rockies podcast, but, you know, I think what's interesting is, you know, things change and the way people consume content and sports and news, it all evolves like literally year by year and app by app. And, you know, I think you'll agree with this, like even how social media was done and content was done 5 years ago is a lot different than what's being done now. You know, there was no TikTok, that, you know, Instagram wasn't doing reels and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I've always felt like I want to be caught up with that stuff and lean into it rather than fight it. You know what I mean? But you're right. I've been lucky to be able to do all those things and kind of lean into it, which is cool.
Ah, when I was your age, Instagram was just pictures.
I'll tell you what is funny. You know, as the two of us who are not old, but you know, not teenagers, I guess is my point. Like, it's funny because I've thought about this before, and I've been on TikTok enough to kind of, you know, have my own thoughts about it. And you know, I remember when I created my Facebook account in high school. Mm-hmm. Like I literally remember the day and the moment that I created a Facebook account, and I was really late. And you'll remember this, Susie. Like early on in Facebook, you know, the big thing was like sharing, you know, your photos and like your status updates and like your AIM bio, and like even before Facebook. Like what I realized, like with TikTok, is it's the same thing for a lot of that age, teenagers, high school. Like they do the same stuff. They post their video may not go viral, but like all their friends see it. Like it's the same stuff. It's the same way of sharing. It's just a different way and a different platform. Like I remember being obsessed with like the photos I was putting on Facebook and like my profile picture and like all this stuff. And I actually think there are similarities to how, you know, how teenagers, you know, and high schoolers per se, you know, share and communicate on the internet now. It's just done in a on your phone and on a different app. So
this is really taking me back. I'm like, oh, I remember like putting together a Facebook album it had like 80 pictures, and it was from like one day and night out and about. Like that is so different because we do not get that anymore. But hey, the kids still have that outlet. they're using TikTok for it.
AIM. That was a
what was your screen name?
It was, I had one that my parents created for me originally, and I had that one for a while, but then I thought that one was lame by the time I got to like sixth grade or so. Yeah. So then I changed it to something Mets related. It was like NYM and then a bunch of numbers. I was super into AIM. I mean, who wasn't into AIM?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It was like my whole life.
But I remember playing around with my, they didn't call it a biography or a
your away messages.
Away message.
That's what it was.
But then you had the away message, and then you also had like your bio. Like you could click on the name. It was like a, and then like if I was you know, if I like kind of had a crush on a girl, like, or like we had a mutual crush, like you would like put a heart in their name. There was some crazy stuff.
It was such a simple time for us. Just all hormones and AIM instant messages.
Yeah, the AIM era was something. So I feel like it was kind of short lived AIM, actually. It was kind of a moment in time.
It was. I mean, at the time, it was like my whole world. But yeah, kids don't know what they're missing. Like, someone's going to come up with an app that's like AIM. They're going to be like, oh, look at this new thing. We're like, no. My gosh, Sam, thank you so much for joining the pod. I'm going to let you get back to your family time so you can all enjoy a very warm Thanksgiving weekend. But tell us where we can follow you on TikTok.
Sure. TikTok is Sammy Levitt. So the handle down here, just add ITT. Then Sammy Lev on everything else, Twitter, Instagram. And I also want to say happy Thanksgiving again to you, Susie.
Thank you.
And Susie, I also want to commend you. You have quite a social media presence.
Thank you.
I've followed for a long time. You've created great content for a long time. So also, we've done a lot of talking about me on my social media, but Susie, you do a great job as well. And I think you've been on the cutting edge of a lot of this stuff. So
thank you so much. I mean, I'll use the rest of my hour-long show to talk about myself because it's Black Friday and there's really not too much going on in baseball this week.
No, there is not a lot going on in baseball. No, there really isn't. Not a lot of free agent stuff going on yet. So
not enough going on, but we're going to make it work. And you contributed to a great show today.
Okay. So thank all right. Thank you, Susie.
See you later.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember AIM? Did you use AIM? Are you too young for that?
I'm actually too young, but I know what it is through movies.
from a movie?
Yeah, through movies.
What movie?
I can't remember the movie, but I remember the scene. And it was, we can use this really old messaging app that the robots haven't took over yet. And it was AIM.
Was it Swim Fan?
I don't remember. I don't even know what that is, if I'm honest.
Oh my gosh. We're going to have a millennial night where we're going to show all you youngsters what our culture is.
See, the thing is, like, I'm right in the middle between a millennial and a Gen Z. So, like, I can't relate to Gen Z and I can't relate to millennials. I'm just, like, in this weird gray space where, like,
are you 25?
26.
You're 26. I think, like, from what I've heard, the cutoff of, like, if you're, like, a millennial or if you're Gen Z, like, this is dark, but the cutoff is, like, do you remember 9/11?
I do remember 9/11.
All right, you're one of us. That's it.
I'm just like such a young millennial that I don't understand half the references.
Oh my gosh. All right, fine. We'll let Gen Z keep you.
I don't know if I want to be over there either.
No, it's fun, I swear. Listen, it's not like we're like elderly. Like, look at me. I'm so young and
fresh. I don't want to be with the Gen Zs. They eat Tide Pods. I'm not into that. I want to stay away from that.
We didn't eat Tide Pods.
No, exactly. Gen Z did, though. They they also boiled their chicken in NyQuil, so I'm out on all that.
They can keep that nonsense. I mean, I think the only millennial who did eat Tide Pods is probably Gronk, because he did that incredible PSA.
But Gronk is also like a mentality of a five-year-old, so.
He's forever 5 years old. Speaking of former athletes, let's talk about, we got to shout out some sponsors. We got to talk about the American Raptors. I think Gronk would be great at rugby. But listen, this is a rugby club composed of crossover athletes. They ended their first season at 5-5, which is pretty impressive for former athletes coming together for the first time to put their skills to a brand new test. If you haven't heard about the American Raptors, they are Rugby Town USA's newest rugby team. The American Raptors are athletes who have competed at the highest level of their respective sports. They come from backgrounds in football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, soccer, track, and field. And these athletes have all of the necessary skills to excel at the game of rugby. Absolutely incredible. The best thing about hitting up an American Raptors game, they are free. So head over to AmericanRaptors.com and grab your free ticket for the upcoming season. And if you can't make it to a game, AmericanRaptors.com will be streaming them all from their website. So check it out. And what's even better is that you know our guy Colton Strickler has it all covered for you with the weekly DNVR Rugby podcast. So hit that subscribe button right after you listen to this one. If you didn't get the ticket you wanted as an elite athlete, check out the opportunities at Infinity Park. Rugby might just be your next ride. So follow him, follow our DNVR Rugby account to keep up with the latest news. You can learn rugby with Colton's 101 Rugby podcasts. He's got exclusive interviews with athletes and coaches and provides betting advice on Super Rugby, which starts at the end of February. So DNVR will have watch parties for matches this year, swag and ticket giveaways. So get up to speed now and check out AmericanRaptors.com for all of your rugby needs. And listen, DraftKings Sportsbook, you know there are our good friends, our good buddies. They are an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And it's our go-to when betting on NFL this holiday season. So, you know, if your Broncos aren't, you know, going the way you want them to go, you can still be a winner every darn week. So right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get a $150 in free bets if they do. So check this out. Everyone can earn up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. So go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay, combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. And you can also jump all over that for soccer season too, when it's not Thanksgiving or NFL Sunday. Soccer season is, it's every day now. We know it all too well. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Please see the show notes for details. All right. We got details on hot stove season because, you know, the stove's staying warm. I'd say it's been a warm stove kind of week. There's a lot of talk about Dansby Swanson. You know, he is on the market. Is he too big for Atlanta now? That is what some reporters are hinting, that maybe that could be the case. Atlanta wants to re-sign him. But according to The Athletic's David O'Brien, he said this on MLB Network on Wednesday, they want to re-sign him, but he probably priced himself out of Atlanta with the season he had. It's very interesting stuff. And we know Aaron Judge took a trip to San Francisco. He is from not too far from the Bay Area, so maybe he was heading into town for Thanksgiving. But we know for a fact that he did, in fact, see the Giants and had some talks with them. But apparently the Giants used Steph Curry as part of the bargaining, part of the package, part of the pitch. That's the word I'm looking for. So the Giants apparently put Judge in touch with Steph Curry's camp. That is according to NBC Sports Bay Area's Alex Pavlovich. So they hoped the two superstars would connect as Judge weighs in on his decision. According to the story, the two stars were unable to meet in person, but Curry still did his part while Judge was in town, and they exchanged some recruiting messages. So NBC Sports caught up with him at the Chase Center on Wednesday. He said, "I can neither confirm or deny." And then apparently he broke out into laughter. He said that the two had met before. They didn't have time to meet while, you know, they were all in town at the same time, because the Warriors do have a busy schedule. But Curry said, "I've met him before. We've talked before. So let's put it this way. I am doing my part as a loyal Red Sox fan." So he's bringing the Red Sox fandom into this. I think this is fascinating. We got to keep an eye on this. Very interesting stuff. The Brewers have been doing a lot lately, past couple of months. It seems like they're kind of shedding some payroll. You know, they surprised everyone getting rid of Josh Hader in that surprise deal at the trade deadline. They declined Brad Boxberger's $3 million club option. They traded Hunter Renfro. So listen, with that gave us some fantastic Hunter Renfro, Mike Trout knockoff content. We will get into that in a bit. But yeah, we got to talk with the Angels because they have Hunter Renfro and Mike Trout. They've got they look identical. It's insane. But the Angels, I think, have probably done the most this offseason. So they signed former Rocky left-handed pitcher Tyler Anderson to a 3-year, $39 million contract. They acquired infielder Gio Urshela from the Twins, and they just got Hunter Renfro. And this has just given us so much hysterical content. Here, can we see some of the content? Please show us the content. So here is if you're watching us on YouTube, I hope you are. These men look identical. So Mike Bove tweeted out, "In acquiring Hunter Renfro, the Angels now have both Mike Trout and Wish.com Mike Trout in their lineup." This is hysterical. They look identical in this picture. That looks like a picture of Mike Trout in a Tampa uniform. Hunter Renfro's been around. He's been with a lot of teams. What else do we have loaded in here? So the Game Day MLB, great Twitter account, tweeted out, "I'll still never believe that this is an actual picture of Hunter Renfro and not a Mike Trout / Rays jersey swap." So funny. What else do we have? The Spider-Man pointing at each other meme, Mike Trout and Hunter Renfro seeing each other in the clubhouse. I can't wait to see them together. I can't wait. Do we have anything else? With the acquisition of Hunter Renfro, the Angels now have Mike Trout and Mike Trout Jr. So, like, you know, just the internet's having a great time with this. This is the one thing you can depend on Twitter for, is giving us that good content. Oh, yes. And this is my favorite one. The Angels are really trying to get every Mike Trout knockoff possible, because they also have a player with their single A affiliate named Mike Fish. So they've got all the knockoffs going on. That's hysterical to me. It's good stuff. What else do we have? Oh, yeah. We've got a tweet about Bryce Harper's surgery. I love this from Drew Davis. "Just maybe Tommy John had Bryce Harper surgery." That is basically the narrative in Philly. We all know it, because all they're talking about right now, and I mean the rest of the baseball world, is very interested. Bryce Harper had Tommy John surgery to repair his torn UCL. That happened early in the season. So he was going through this the whole season. It's honestly a miracle for the Phillies that they made it as far as they did. Yahir, what do you have to say?
I just kind of want to jump back on that old Aaron Judge thing.
Yeah.
Which player would you send for to convince Aaron Judge to come to Colorado? Denver athlete.
I feel like Russell Wilson would be a good person to be kind of like the welcome wagon, because like he could invite the Judges over for dinner with him and Ciara. So like, I think that in itself would be like, they've got star power. And if he's not going to be contributing to the Broncos as much as we would like him to, I think he could contribute in that way. Who photoshopped Aaron Judge in this Rockies gear?
I did. I learned a new skill and I'm taking full advantage of it.
Did you just do this now in the show?
I did it last night, actually. Well, yesterday. I was like on a Photoshop kick and I was like all in on Aaron Judge to the Rockies for whatever reason.
This is amazing. I wish you made that the thumbnail.
I went all in. Like, I've been like obsessed with Aaron Judge to the Rockies.
Okay, for whatever now I know reason. Now I know that you have the superpower. I will be abusing that and getting all kinds of mock-ups requested.
Would you be mad if we put the Philly Fanatic in Rockies gear?
I root for chaos always, so like, you should do it. I would love to see what it looks like.
Philly Fanatic and Rockies and Dinger in Philly's gear.
I feel like if the Rockies did make like one trade this offseason, like it would be like, all right, we traded for the Philly Fanatic.
He's a mean third baseman. We know it's the hot corner. We just think he's the hottest player around.
They're not wrong. He could be shooting that, because I don't know if you know, I don't know how many people outside of Philly know this, but the Fanatic rides around in like a tank that shoots out hot dogs at the game.
What? I did not know this.
So like, actually, like, a woman sued the Philly Fanatic once because she got hit in the face with a hot dog and like it kind of burnt her and kind of injured her a little bit. So like, the Philly Fanatic's been sued over it. He's still fine though.
You got to keep your head on a swivel in a baseball game regardless.
Exactly.
I mean, what you're getting yourself into, there's going to be balls and hot dogs flying at you the whole game. Keep your head on a swivel.
Exactly. Well, she didn't, and she felt it. She felt it a lot, and it was bad. But yeah, that is something that I feel like the Rockies would do. That would be so funny. But yeah, Bryce Harper, speaking of Philly, had that Tommy John surgery. Going into that surgery, they really didn't know what they were going to find. But yeah, I feel like Patrick called this. He always does. Yeah, it ended up being Tommy John. Harper, okay, so according to reports, Harper could be hitting competitively in games sometime in May. The press release said that they're expecting Harper to return as a DH by the All-Star break. So mark your calendars, by the way. That's July 10th through the 13th. And they also said that Harper could return to play right field before the end of the season. We're going to wrap this up because I've been talking for an awfully long time. I have a newborn nephew upstairs that I need to like snuggle. And also, you know, there's food happening. It's late over here. It's already, it's almost 7 o'clock over here. But listen, you got to hang out at the DNVR bar for all of the soccer madness. I can't wait to be back in Denver. And then, yeah, Patrick and I will be back on Monday, possibly around 11 a.m. Mountain Time. My show is still on the road for the rest of the week. Let me know if you have Wawa orders. All right. We're going to wrap it up. But you know what they say about closing a show? They say, I don't know how to do one. So have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday.